It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita Thomas, the Anita of Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And sitting in with me is Olivia. And Olivia, we've decided you are the friend and that we are trying to make sure that the friends that are out in the listening audience are joining in with us and becoming friends.
We're all friends here.
We're all friends here, keeping up with us as part of the radio show and hopefully on social media too. They can find us there as well. Travel Bags with Anita on Facebook. And today I'm really excited to talk about this trip that I took a couple of months ago. So I'm overdue to talk about this. But I tell you, it seems like it was just last week because I had so much fun cruising down the Rhine River over in Europe on scenic luxury cruises and tours. It was fantastic.
Yes, and as we talked about on our Father's Day episode, river cruises are a really unique way to see different parts of the world that you may not be able to see any other way, or that may be kind of difficult to include in your trip if you're just traveling to a big city.
Well, absolutely. River cruises are a great choice because they offer great value, because you get a chance to do a lot of things on board the ship. But what's really great about river cruising is that those ships are designed to get into the smaller ports, the smaller cities. So you get a chance to see places and cities that you may not normally see if you were even on a land tour, or certainly not if you were on one of the larger cruise ships. So it gives you that opportunity to discover some of the little unknown cities around Europe, get a chance to really get culturally immersed into the city, into the destinations, try the different foods, the different drinks, see the different entertainment. So it's a fantastic way to do that.
Exactly. It's very rare to spend an entire day on the water if you're on a river cruise. And oftentimes, you can visit more than one stop in just one day. So you really can get a lot done through a river cruise.
I say thumbs up for river cruising. This was my first time on a river cruise when I was cruising on the Scenic Ruby. It's the name of the ship that I was cruising on with Scenic. And we had a chance to visit several different cities. But I just want to say one of the things that was really fantastic also too about Scenic is that it is totally all-inclusive. And what all-inclusive means with them is that it also includes the excursions, which are those opportunities to get off, go and check out the culture, check out the food, check out the different restaurants and museums in the smaller destinations, the smaller ports that you get a chance to dock in. So it's really great for that. And then their ships also, too, are very luxurious. Hey, the luxury in the name, Scenic Luxury Tours and Cruises. So you get a chance also, too, to really feel as though you're traveling in style.
You are traveling in style. And Scenic Luxury Cruises and Tours, they also provide ocean cruises, land journeys, and rail journeys. And they, looking at their website, they have just really great itineraries planned. Like we said, this is a great opportunity to visit those smaller towns on the riverfront, and they provide a lot of options for you too. So if you're making a stop in one place, you have usually up to three different options you can choose, whether it's nature, history, taking in the food, whatever you want to do. They seem to have lots of things planned.
Oh, there are lots of options. You're absolutely right about that. So as you mentioned, if you're the nature person, maybe you can go hiking. A lot of times there's also biking opportunities as well that you can do when you get off on one of the excursions. Now, on my particular cruise, one of my favorite stops was Strasbourg. I'd always wanted to go there. It's one of those kind of old villages where the architecture, everything about it really makes you feel as though you're stepping back in time. So we had a chance to do that. I had a chance also to go to Heidelberg. I've been to Heidelberg sort of recently before, but this was an opportunity to really go check out the old castle there, the medieval kind of feel of a city like Heidelberg. But it's also, I found out, I didn't realize this, a big college town too as well.
Oh, wow. So there really is something for everyone there. And this is, you know, touring through Europe, this is a great chance for somebody who loves Renaissance, medieval times, those sorts of things. You get to see those castles, those small villages, very, very authentic. You know, this is what they base, you know, those designs on you see in the Disney fairy tales. So it really is a whirlwind kind of trip.
It is. You get a chance to see a lot of things. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And Olivia and I are talking about my recent trip on a scenic cruise with Scenic Luxury Cruises and Tours. I was cruising down the Rhine River, checking out several different cities everywhere from France, Germany, as well as Switzerland as well. So all over the place. And then we came into Amsterdam, so the Netherlands. So the Rhine River just kind of snakes its way through Europe, hitting all of those different countries.
Well, there's a great choice. And they also have cruises that take you through parts of Spain and Portugal as well, and Central Europe too.
Well, yeah, that's what's great about Scenic. They have lots of different itineraries, as we've mentioned a couple of times now. But what you will find is that you will find the same thing with the all-inclusive. So that includes everything, all of your meals, beverages. That includes the alcoholic beverages, too. And they do a lot of great wine pairing with the meals. So you really get a chance to have a very nice, luxurious, delicious meal as you're cruising along. And all of the excursions and tips are included as well, which is a big deal when you go on a cruise, because you are expected to kind of tip a certain amount per day.
And that's the thing we talk about, you know, choosing a place that is all inclusive. You know, once you make that payment, it's kind of out of your mind. You don't have to worry. You don't have to think about it anymore.
Exactly. I like that kind of travel. You only pull out your wallet or your purse when you're wanting to buy those souvenirs to bring back home to everyone.
Yes. And speaking of, you know, all inclusive, including the food and wine and drinks, there are actually quite a few different restaurants on most of these cruise ships, even though they are pretty small. They usually take up to about 200 passengers. So it's a very intimate experience, but there's still a lot of dining options just on board, not including, you know, when you're making those stops.
Exactly. And one of the unique things also, too, the Scenic offers is a butler service. So if you're not wanting to kind of venture out and have dinner at one of the restaurants on board the ship, you can also just stay in your stateroom and have your butler bring a great meal to your room. So you can have that experience too. Talk about selling in style. Now that is definitely selling in style. And I did that a couple of nights. So I just, you know, wanted to experience that butler experience. And it was really nice. That was pretty cool. And the other thing too is that your staterooms have balconies. So as you're cruising along, you can stand out or sit out on the balcony and watch as kind of you pass by, you know, all of the different little villages and towns and people sitting along the shoreline, watching as the ships go by as well. So a fantastic experience.
And those ships really are interesting just from a design standpoint. You know, they have these really neat sun decks with different green spaces and lots of places to just lay out and enjoy the sun.
Well, you bring up a really good point, because river cruise ships are just very different in design, just in general as well, as compared to the ships that we think about that sail on the open sea. They're very different. And later in the show, I'm going to talk with the captain and share an interview that I had with him where he describes why the ships are designed the way that they are. And really, it's a necessity, because as you're cruising along those rivers in Europe, you have to go under those bridges, so the ships need to be built low, and you have to go through what are called the locks, which elevate and lift the water and lift the ship based on what part of the river you're sailing on at that time. So you have to be able to get through those as well. So we'll talk about that. But when we come back, Olivia, I want to share a conversation that I had with the executive chef and the hotel manager on the ship. When I talk about everything, I kind of go behind the scenes, have a great conversation with them, talking about everything from how they source the food to what they think all-inclusive means, and have them describe it, as well as talking about the stateroom and just all of the excursions and things that you can do. So when we come back here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, I'll share those conversations. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations, down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. One of those beautiful barrier islands, Olivia, right off the coast of Georgia, where people can go and have a great stay. And you won't cruise, but there is a ferry that takes you over.
Just a couple hours away.
Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. We'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Oh, for you.